Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's a look at your sports. Let's talk a little football. The SEC Media Days are going on in Hoover, Alabama. That's where Texas A&M took the stage yesterday, along with three other teams. Coach Kevin Sumlin, along with Ryan Swope, Luke Jokel, they were there. Kevin Sumlin talking about the media blitz. Over 1,000 credentialed media there just to talk a little football.
Every time you're in a, you have a media day, there's an energy level to start the season. But when you got over 1,000 requests and there's as many people in the hallways, you got a guy blocking for you and guys tripping over with cameras backpedaling, which, by the way, is a real art some of these cameramen have to be able to walk backwards and film and not fall over. So there's a lot of those guys out in the hallway. There's just many guys, people in the lobby, everywhere else. And that speaks to the excitement there is about this league.
A&M, along with South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and the other newcomer, Missouri, took the spotlight yesterday. Today, it'll be Mississippi State, Florida, Kentucky, Arkansas, LSU, and Auburn. Tomorrow, it ends with Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and Ole Miss on stage. Our guys from TechSags.com Radio are there, Gabe and the crew, and they're giving us this audio. We thank them for that. Well, the Brazos Valley is standing tall in the world of skeet shooting, and Brian's Brandy Droz and Caldwell's Philip Youngman are standing the tallest. They captured the titles in the women's and the men's National Junior Olympic Shooting Championships in Colorado Springs. Droz is a freshman at A&M and won her second national title, finishing 10 targets ahead of the field with 143. Gayla Gregory of Brian finished fifth in the Nationals. Youngman's a senior at Caldwell High, shot 24 targets in the finals to win the championship. Taylor DeWitt of Bryan finished sixth in the men's competition. Both Droz and Youngman will make the national junior team. Congratulations to them. The Brazos Valley Bombers won their third straight last night with a 7-4 road win over the McKinney Marshals. The Bombers outhit the Marshals 10-4 and go to 4-3 in the second half standings. Andy Godell got the pitching win. The Bombers are in Kilgore to take on the East Texas Pumpjacks tonight. They've got Thursday off, then they come home for three games this weekend. Astros lost to the Pirates 8-2. The Rangers beat the Oakland A's 6-1 to keep a 5.5-game lead over the Angels in the AL West, both the same matchups in afternoon games today. Jeremy Lin, who made the big splash for the Knicks in the Big Apple last season in the NBA, will bring his celebrity to Houston. The Knicks refused to match the 3-year, $25 million offer of the Rockets, and Lin Mania is coming to the Toyota Center next year. Star rider Frank Schleck of Luxembourg failed the doping test and is pulled out of the Tour de France. Schleck was 12th overall in the race. Cycling's governing body said Schleck tested positive for a bad diuretic. His team said he was cooperating with French authorities at the police station. Still no sign of Robert Griffin III on day two of the Washington Redskins rookie camp. The Heisman Trophy winning quarterback remains unsigned. He's not considered a holdout because training camp doesn't officially begin until July 26th. And finally, 10 days before the games are scheduled to begin, organizers of the London Olympics say the preparations for the games are going fine. Despite a lack of security guards, traffic that's already snarled, and taxi protests and rain, some 3,500 British troops had to be called in on short notice to fill a shortfall in security personnel after the group hired to provide them couldn't come up with enough. Meanwhile, outside the Parliament, hundreds of London cabbies ignited new traffic jams yesterday as they protested their exclusion from the special road lane set up across London for Olympic athletes and VIPs. Hey, and that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.